I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am David Barreto, the Super Millennial, and today I am not here with Bill Courtwright. I am out traveling and doing some of those theme park things that you guys heard about last week for my birthday. So we are doing a solo episode this week for Millennial Monday. And today, it's Millennial Monday, is inspiration versus passion, which leads us into this week of inspiration. Guys, we will have a new module for you guys for the community coming up this week. Also, guys, if you haven't already, do your wellness surveys and do your purpose evaluation so we can have that. So you guys can really use it as we go along with the next module, which are the four wants, which is a great module. Guys, if you guys haven't got in there, go ahead and check it out. And if you aren't a member already, go ahead and go to stressmasterycommunity.com. Guys, you get 30 days free, no commitment whatsoever. And just see what everything's about and see if it's a fit for you, because it's a fantastic community and we love it. And it's really, really taking off now. So without further ado, let's do this. So you guys heard me say this week's topic is inspiration. And Millennial Monday, we are talking about inspiration versus passion. And inspiration, to me, is a very easy topic because, as most of you guys know, my purpose is to inspire. So my purpose from day to day is to inspire everybody I come in contact with. And I want to talk about the difference between inspiration and passion today, because I think it's a very good topic to bring up. You know, I like to bring up very touchy subjects and things like that. And I think a lot of people are failing because of passion and not understanding the difference between passion and inspiration. So before we can get started on the difference between the two, we must understand the definition of each. And first definition that we're going to go over is the definition of inspiration. The definition is the process of being mentally stimulated to do something, especially something that is creative. And I think we can all agree that if you are an inspiration purpose and you're listening, you know being creative is easy when you are inspired. So let's go ahead and take a look at the definition of passion. We'll go through that as well. So it says, passion is a strong and barely uncontrollable emotion. Guys, that is a very, very strong definition. It gives us a lot of key words into the difference between inspiration and passion. Now, from these two definitions, you could clearly see which one is drawn from being connected and which one is drawn from programs, the ego, emotions. When it says to be mentally stimulated, this actually means that the head is connected to the heart. This is being in flow. When things are connected, that's why inspiration makes you want to take action. That's why it makes you want to do things, because when you take action, you are now connected to the head, the heart, and the hand, and you have full connectivity. That's why when people are very inspired and they're connected, they work in such a flow state where things are so easy. It comes natural. There's no thought process behind being inspired and helping others and inspiring others, because this is a natural state when you are connected, especially for inspiration people who have that as a purpose. Now, you can be inspired with other purposes, but doesn't mean that is your purpose. So yes, when you're a growth person and you're creating these things, or you're a joy person, obviously being inspired is a part of it. You know, everybody has that spark, but to really be an inspiration purpose, this is your day-to-day in and outs reason for why you're here. And having that connection is just why it makes it easy. Purpose, on the other hand, is coming from emotions. Now, remember when I said that this is a key word within the definition, because emotions come from thoughts. Thoughts come from programs. And programs are not you. They are your ego. Now, I know when I say this, a lot of people are going to get kind of upset because a lot of people feel like they're very passionate about what they love or things that they do and, you know, so on and so forth. But I don't want people to get me wrong. Now, passion can be a very good thing, and I don't want this to be misinterpreted. Passion, when turned into inspiration, is phenomenal. It's absolutely great. But when passion is alone, it will always die out. And the reason for that, it will always die out because there is no intention and no connection. There's no connection. The individual is unconnected, and this person is acting based off of programs and emotions, whether they're right or wrong. So this is why this definition is very, very important, because it says barely controllable in the definition itself. So basically that's saying that you have very little to almost no control when you're acting out of passion, which means if you're right, you are, you know, going in the right direction, pushing. There's no thought process. You're just going. But also in the opposites, remember when I said that consequences and there's always a polar opposite, and we always say there's a pendulum. So if you are willing to go gung-ho into the direction of the things that you're passionate and you love about, doesn't mean that you're right or wrong, which means that you can be passionate about things that are completely unhealthy for you or doesn't benefit you because you're acting out of emotions, which are from your program. So you are basically defending your program or doing something out of your program without thought, just because that is the way that your belief system is set up. Programs are just there to keep you around. That's what you were given through tribalization. And passion stems from that. Passion is basically your actions or thought of actions or want to do actions based off of emotions. And there is no connection when you do that. Passion will always die out. There's no intention, no connection. The thing that it's based off is programs and emotions, like I said, whether they're right or wrong, which are tied to your values. The difference between inspiration and passion is inspiration is completely based off of being connective and connectivity and head, heart, and hand, which are absolutely tied to your values and your purpose. Every single time, if you are inspired, truly inspired, you are connected to head, heart, and hand. And this is genuine. This is no ego attaching to a thought causing you to take action. This is pure within the green zone when you are inspired and you want to inspire others or do something that is based off inspiration, whether it's being creative, you know, painting, writing, people singing, even for me doing website designs and branding for clients. When I work, I make sure I am absolutely connected. I make sure that I am in the green zone because I know no matter what I do in there that I'm doing it from a higher place and not from an ego standpoint. And I always give it my best forward. Inspiration is the difference between somebody making world-changing inventions, you know, things that have made a significant impact on the world for better. And passion is where get-rich-quick schemes and, you know, lose weight fast and I'm hopping on this military diet because I'll lose this weight in the next 30 days. And that's really what it falls into is we always see that everybody falls into these get-rich-quick schemes and things like that. It's because our ego wants us to act out of passion. Inspiration generally takes work. It takes you to be connected. It takes you to be very understanding of who you are and what you're doing on this planet and how it's tied to your values, your purpose, and the way that you treat one another within your own energy. So the last thing I want to talk about today is how can we turn passion into inspiration? Now I have four quick little tips that I would say, and this applies to any of you guys. Just take a second, ask yourself, and then do these actions. So first one is, does this emotion line up with your values? If you're starting with a passion, it starts from an emotion. So everybody's going to have an emotion when they're starting this process if it's coming through passion. So does this passion line up with your values? If no, then you let it go. That passion is stemming from a program. Like I said, if we want to inspire people and be connected, we cannot act on passion that is not aligned with our values. The second thing is, how can you turn this feeling, emotion, into something meaningful? So if we already looked and it aligns to your values, how can you turn that imagination of your program, you know, into something that is real, something with intention, something that can be tangible, can be thought out, the goods, the bads, where it's solely in for the inspiration, the uplifting of other people's energy? How can you turn that into something meaningful? The third thing is, does this give you flow and connection? And I put this third, you would think that this probably would go second, but I think that it goes third because after you create something that is meaningful, are you connected to it? I think a lot of times you always want to say, like, you know, how do we stop world hunger? And how do we, you know, make water more efficient for people? And how can we bring electricity to places that don't have it? But not everybody's going to be able to solve those answers because the people who are there, who are going to make these inventions, are absolutely connected to this cause, are connected to wanting to do this. And when they're working in it, they're in flow and they enjoy it. If you ask me to build something, even though I believe it's meaningful, doesn't mean that I'm going to be connected or the right person for it. So even though you can find meaning within your passion, does not mean if it's not flowing for you, it's not connection, then it may not be for you, or you need to change the meaning. You know, you need to change the vehicle that you're going to deliver, you know, the inspiration that you have for people. And the fourth one I have, sometimes and most of the time, you just need to let it go. And I say that with all due respect for a lot of people who think they're very passionate for work or passionate for their hobby or passionate for anything that they feel passionate for, but are you really connected through it? And if you are, then I think you need to stop saying the word passionate, because it does mean a very different thing. And even though that you don't understand it, your ego does. Your ego will use that against you every single time, every opportunity that your ego sees fit. And it's just one of those things that it's a hard pill to swallow, and it's the truth for a lot of people in a lot of cases. But passion is a strong desire that is only valuable when it's transformed into inspiration for action. Otherwise, it's an emotion that generally yields no results. And like I said, passion is thoughts and emotions going outwards. It's not saying that passion is the reason for your action. If you're taking action, then you're turning it into something. What's the meaning behind it? Are you connected? Does this align with your values? If so, then really dive in. And this is where higher goal setting really comes into play, because this is where you turn your inspiration into something that is real, something that will really connect with the world. And inspiration isn't just for you. The things that you're creating through your inspiration and being able to inspire people is to share energy throughout the world and to enhance the world and to enhance everybody's experience, is what I would say is experience. Everybody's going to experience something on a day-to-day basis. People who are truly trying to inspire people or do something that's truly inspirational, it's because they want to lift them on a day-to-day basis as much as they absolutely can. So everything they do, everything they think about, every way that they move is them trying to inspire and uplift the world around them. And that's also what we try to do within everything that we do with the podcast community, free eBooks, I mean, Bill's Facebook lives, things like that. We always try to give people a venue, a vehicle for them to lift up their energies and for us to shed light into their lives of things that our ego is using against us and to inspire everybody on a daily basis. So, guys, I hope you like that episode. It's very different for me to do a solo episode. So, Bill, I hope you enjoyed it. Next time we got to do this together, I'm excited to see what you have for this week. Guys, make sure you tune in. If you guys do want to join the Stress Mastery Pod, I'm at the Stress Mastery Community. The links are right below. Like I said, it's 30 days free, and we're about to start a new module. So, guys, get in there. Enjoy it. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet, and you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe to the links right below. Thank you guys for everything that you do for us. We very appreciate it. And we do it every day so we can inspire you guys to live, you know, your best lives absolutely possible. Until next time, stay inspired.